Hey, I'm Outdoor Craig, host of the Craig's Outdoor Sports Show. Tell your friends they can hear the Craig's Outdoor Sports Show on demand on 925thegrove.com. This is going to be a monthly show that we're going to be putting on, hosting here. We're going to have different things to talk about concerning hunting, fishing, shooting, all things of that nature. So welcome to our show. Today we have a special guest, Barbara Baird. She is with the WON Network and several other networks. Barbara, how are you today?
I'm fine, just fine. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Thank you for coming. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Barbara.
Sure. Well, I recently relocated to the Mountain Grove, Norwood area from Rolla, and I am an outdoor writer. A lot of people think that it's a glamorous job, and I do get to write for publications like Field and Stream and Outdoor Life and NRA publications and National Shooting Sports Foundations, and I do get to go out there and hunt and fish and then come back and sit in front of a computer and try to make a story out of it. But also, I am the publisher of Women's Outdoor News, the one WON network that you talked about, and that is an online digital magazine. It is for women, about women. We have 15 women who are out there shooting, hunting, fishing, kayaking, jumping off bridges, believe it or not. So we cover a lot of things that women want to do, and we are in our eighth year.
That sounds like an interesting life.
Well, you know, I think it is. Yeah. Works for me.
So what's some of the special events, big things that you've maybe done in your career?
Wow, you're throwing me. There are a lot of really fun things. You know, I've had the privilege of being able to interview cool people like Arlie Ermey, the gunny from Glock, and interview a lot of the major shooters, Jerry Michalek, and a lot of the major competition shooters and that type thing. And I've also, you know, been involved with legislative work and covering that as a former newspaper editor, and now we cover that type thing in at Women's Outdoor News. What's going on with the country, especially the trend that we're seeing with women's shooting, that type thing. But, you know, I get to go on really cool hunts, too, sometimes with celebrities, sometimes just with other women, you know, sometimes with other writers, men and women. So I really live a great lifestyle, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I know we've talked about this before. It's been about the last, probably the last 5-10 years that women have really gotten involved in the shooting sports specifically, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Why do you feel like it's important for the women to become involved more in the shooting, actually even hunting and fishing and the shooting sports in general? Why do you think it's so important that we have their input into the industry?
Well, Craig, I think the major reason to become involved in the shooting sports is because we can, because of the Second Amendment, because we have that. And also women are joining the forces. They're coming on board with that because of personal defense reasons. And we're finding that to be the number, the new studies across the nation prove again and again that that's the number one reason that women will buy a firearm. The firearm of choice is a handgun, and she's buying it for personal defense.
Right. Yeah, I've noticed even at my store, in the last few years, more ladies have been coming in specifically looking for concealed carry guns to defend themselves if they need to. And personally, I believe that if it wasn't for the ladies coming into the sport, we probably wouldn't have the Second Amendment rights that we have now. Like just recently, actually yesterday, Missouri Congress overrode the veto of Governor Nixon.
Right,
I think that's going to be a great thing for Missouri. Of course, now, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that doesn't go into effect until the 1st of January. Is
that's
that correct?
That's correct, right.
What is this going to do for ladies in particular who might have been just a little bit leery of maybe going to the concealed carry classes and stuff of that nature? How's this going to help them by allowing the constitutional carry? I might want to make mention for some of our listeners that doesn't know what the constitutional carry might be. That is so that we in Missouri, any law-abiding citizen does have the right to carry concealed in the state of Missouri.
Where you can carry openly.
Where you can carry openly, right. Yes.
So that means you can't go to downtown St. Louis and Kansas City.
You
have to check those rules.
Right, yeah. The rules still kind of, there is some rules there that we need to address and everything. And how is this going to, in your opinion, how is this going to help specifically ladies? Because I know when my wife went and took her concealed carry class, She was a little intimidated because it was being given by men. You know, the gentleman that gave her class was really good about taking ladies and giving the class and helping them to understand the functions of the firearm and everything. Do you feel like this is going to be a good thing for women in particular, or what are your feelings on this?
Well, it might open the door, Craig, to more people wanting to actually carry a gun to protect themselves. However, for women and men, I strongly recommend, and I'm an NRA instructor, that you get training.
Right.
Because there's so every bullet that you send has a lawyer attached to it, is what
exactly.
they say.
Exactly.
And especially with concealed carry and any type of personal defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important. It might be more enticing. It might be more welcoming to think, well, I don't have to go through all that rigmarole first now if I want to drive from here to there and I'm going to be in a rural setting and I'm a woman, I'm going to be alone. Hey, you know, I'll put my gun in my purse or something like that this time, whereas she couldn't do that before.
Right, right.
But I still urge and I still think it's so important to be trained in whatever type of shooting, whether
right.
you're going to hunt or target right. shoot or personal defense shooting.
I agree. You know, I believe the old adage, practice
yes.
makes perfect.
Yes.
You know? And I know at my store there at Craig's Outdoor Sports, I see a lot of ladies that will come in, they'll be being urged by their husband or their boyfriend or whoever to purchase a gun for self-defense. They're just a little bit leery because they've never really used guns before
mm-hmm.
and stuff of that nature. And I'm a firm believer in good training to be able to work your gun correctly.
Sure.
I know even
sure.
myself, I've noticed when I don't train in a specific genre, like say with handguns, maybe I'm shooting rifles for 6 months at a
mm-hmm.
time or something, and then I come back to wanting to shoot with my handgun. It's like, oh man, you know, it gets a little bit kind of you kind of lose what you learn. It's
sure.
it's kind of a repetitive thing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
I agree with you. I believe that the ladies and anybody in general, men as well. Need to, if at all possible, they need to at least train at home, if nothing else, but get some professional training as well if
sure.
they're going to carry, because, as you said, there is a lawyer attached to every bullet. You
mm-hmm.
got to worry about your collateral damage, so I agree with you on that. We'll move on here to the WON, and what are some of the things that you're going to do with the WON in this area? I think you're trying to start up a gun club as well, maybe, or something of that nature for
yes,
ladies.
Yes. Well, Women's Outdoor News right now, one important thing that we're doing, the National Shooting Sports Foundation has the hashtag GunVote program going on, where you can go online and you can look at #gunvote.org. And see not only like where are your polling places, but who's running for what office, from dog catcher up to, you know, the president. But in your specifically in your area, you can see who's running for certain offices and you can find out what their ratings are. So this is really helpful.
That's
so
cool.
What we're doing at Women's Outdoor News is it's the only publication in the United States that is doing this right now. But we are coming out with our writers who are out there in the field. And we're actually doing a series on #GunVote. Where we sit down, look at the camera, and every woman that's writing and has agreed to do this at Women's Outdoor News is talking about why the Second Amendment is important to her, why the gun vote is important to her. For me, it's important because of that Supreme Court. The next president might name up to 4 or 5 new justices.
Right.
This is really scary because the Heller vote, as we all know, with personal defense, was a 5-4 vote.
Right.
So that's what it hangs on. And now that Scalia is gone,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that is so, so important. To other people, it might be the fact that all the regulations are going to affect whether or not they can buy an AR for hunting in the future, or they can buy a .223 or some of the calibers.
Right.
You know, it just boils down to that. So anyway, that is what we're doing at Women's Outdoor News. Now, as far as the Women's Shooting League, that's a whole other thing. And that's called the Well-Armed Woman. And that is a national shooting league that began about 3 or 4 years ago and now has taken the whole nation by storm. It's in 49 states with more than 10,000 women who are out shooting every month, or at least talking about shooting, maybe talking about how to carry a gun, you know, which holster is best for me, which caliber is best for me, from other women. We are going to start our own chapter right here in the Mountain Grove area for the Well-Armed Woman. Hannah and I will be meeting, hopefully, a lot of women who are interested in coming out and shooting and getting involved in this organization. Hannah Kelly, the new representative, who, by the way, is very pro-Second Amendment. She and I were just shooting shotguns a couple of weeks ago, getting ready for dove season out at my place. And she is just very pro-gun, very pro-woman shooter, and she and I will be the co-leaders of the Well-Armed Women chapter. And you can check out the wellarmedwomen.com if you want to just see what that's all about. But it is a super, there are more than 300 chapters now across the United States.
So this is going to be, you said this is a national organization?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll have a local chapter here affiliated with it, and it will be out at that new range that Curtis Smith is opening on Old 60. There's a Rough Country Outdoors associated with his LLC out there. I'm not sure if that's the name of the range or not.
I think that that's something that I think this area really needs is more involvement in, with the community in the shooting industry. I know there was you know, some other gun shops that have had special deals before, but sounds like this here is really going to help the ladies in the community.
I think so too, because don't you have a lot of women come into your shop and go, I would love to buy this gun, but man, then what? And that's the problem. It's the then what.
Right. Now, you know, speaking of along that lines, one thing that I notice a lot in my shop is a lot of ladies will be listening to either the gun shop owner or their husband or somebody about what to buy. And I'm always real particular when a lady comes into the store. They start, you know, I'll start putting guns out for them to look at that they might be interested in. And one of the very first things I'll do, especially with a semi-automatic and a lady that's maybe a little smaller frame, is I'll have them pull the slide on that gun. You want to make sure that that fits. You know, I believe in that, and a lot of times I'll try and lead them towards maybe a revolver because it's a little easier for them to handle or whatever. But a lot of that just comes with training, and I think that this league that you're trying to get started up here is going to be really good in the area for our ladies to actually have a venue where they can go, feel comfortable, not be around just all men or something, you know, like you get at a lot of ranges and stuff. And this way they can get together with like-minded women, you know, and actually get some good training that is geared towards the ladies.
Right.
Because ladies are not built like men. They don't shoot the same way, you know, and so it's kind of hard, in my opinion, it's kind of hard for a man to teach a woman how to shoot because it's a little different.
Right.
You know, and so I think this is a great thing for the area, especially for our ladies in the area. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. We really are.
Let's talk a little bit now about some of the things that you're doing specifically on the Women's Outdoors Network. I just recently listened to one of your episodes at the Women's Gun Show. That's your podcast, correct?
Yes, that is a podcast that I do with Carrie Lightfoot, who is the founder of The Well-Armed Woman. Carrie is probably one of the most popular women in the shooting world as far as for what she's done in the industry in the past few years. And you will see her on, you know, Fox News and The View and the Blaze. And she just, you know, anytime a major newspaper wants to talk to a woman about guns, it'll be Carrie Lightfoot that they call up. So anyway, she and I are pals, and we, for a long time, have known that podcasting is the new blogging. It's the new form of blogging. People, like I was talking to you, Aaron, the other day, people who listen to the radio on average listen 4 hours a day. People who listen to podcasts listen about 6 hours a day.
Right.
So it's a great means. I know this show is going to be podcast in form too, so it'll be nice. Because if you can't hear us on the designated time that it launches or that it's scheduled to run on the radio, you can listen to it later.
Right.
You know, you can listen to it over and over. You can listen to certain parts over and over.
Right.
So that's a good thing about it. So we launched with Ruger's support. Ruger is our backer on this, the gun company, because they do a lot of great guns for women, by the way. You know, Ruger makes super handguns for women. The LC9 is probably one of the most popular guns that women like to shoot, and they've got that whole line of rifles that women like. But anyway, so we launched that in May. It's trending really well on Stitcher and iTunes. You can listen to it. It's a weekly podcast, The Women's Gun Show, and it covers, you know, like what you and I are talking about, but more in line of women, what would be interesting to women, events, products, news, that type thing. So, and every week we have a guest. We have talked to people from the Pink Pistols in San Francisco that some organizations will not even touch. You know, the whole gay culture and gun and being able to carry concealed there and personally defend yourself. And the thing that came, I was interested in hearing about with that is they have multiple attackers at one time. And that's one thing that they really train if you know, people
right.
of that persuasion, they often find multiple gang attacks.
Right. Right.
So that's a whole other way of training.
Right. Right.
For that group of people. Mm-hmm. But and for example, this week we're talking to Antonio Okafor out of Texas, who's with the Campus Carry Movement, which is a really big deal across
right.
the country
mm-hmm.
right now. So every week we talk to someone who's pretty influential.
Cool.
Last week we had Jesse Duff, competition shooter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've been able to, Julie Golub. We've been able to get a lot of people who,
right.
you know, just come on and talk to us and just have a normal conversation and
right.
about what's going on.
So this is a good avenue for ladies to be able to get on and find out things that are important to ladies
sure.
specific.
Sure, and even for men, because, you know, you have a woman in your life, you might want to know,
true.
How can I approach her about shooting?
Right.
Introduce her to us. Introduce her to the Well-Armed Woman, to Women's Outdoor News, to the Women's Gun Show.
I hate to admit it, but I do kind of learn a little bit on there whenever I get on there, too.
It.
Yeah, I know. I hate to admit it, but I did.
You can learn something from a woman. What do you know? We appreciate it.
We'll be right back. This is the Craig's Outdoor Sports Show.